You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hypothetical.
Welcome to I'm Listening. This is the second Frasier podcast of its kind, not to be confused with Talk Salad and Scrambled Eggs, hosted by Kevin Smith. This one explores themes from the show Frasier. We have a very special guest today. Her name is Mae Wilkerson, and she's got a great podcast called Crazy Semicolon in Bed. Mae, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I do notice I am talking in a weird voice, and I think it's because this is where I pretend that I'm Frasier.
You're talking in a very Frasier voice.
Yeah, I'm like really into it, and I've already figured out who everyone is in this episode, which is my producer, John, is Roz. Roz, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, that's all he's going to say. And then I have a dog here. If you hear a dog tag, that's Tucker, my roommate's dog. But for today, he's Eddie. Mae, who are you? Who do you think you are? If you had to pick a character in Frasier that you relate to most,
for sure, Daphne.
Really?
But I don't know. I feel sort of I feel a little self conscious saying that because I think she's so great, and I'm like, what if I'm not great enough to be Daphne?
I could see it. I think the both of you have a sort of, is this a word, whimsicalness?
Yeah, in weirdos.
The way you talk. Yeah.
And also, the thing I most relate to with Daphne is how she always says something really inappropriate and dark. And because she's, I think it's because she's British, but I don't know if that's actually a British thing. But it's like her thing is that they'll be just having a casual conversation and she'll just be like, back in England, like when I was a teenager, we all like.
My brother lost a toe.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, she's always saying something just really inappropriate.
Never. She has a volatile relationship with her mom, which she makes reference to.
She has lots of brothers. Some of them are drunks. She has a crazy background.
She does have a crazy background. Yeah, I would say she's great because she's really funny and same with you, but can get away with saying really dark things. Just because of this seemingly sunny outlook or voice that
she has.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
I'm glad that you think she can get away with it.
She can definitely get away with it. I think you can too. So today we're going to be talking about Frasier and his relationships with women, his romantic relationships.
There's so many.
There's a lot. I think it's important to mention even before Frasier, the spinoff, came to exist. Before that was Cheers, where Frasier existed. Mm-hmm. I believe he's the longest running sitcom character of all time, I think.
Wow.
Because Frasier was on for 11 years. Cheers was on for, I don't know, 10 years. It was a long time. He's been around for a while.
So that's 20 years. Has there ever been a sitcom that was on? No.
I don't think so. They tried to make Joey. After Friends, I don't know if you ever watched Friends.
Of course I watched
but
Friends.
But Joey Tribbiani moved to LA. They gave him a spinoff.
Episodes.
Episode. Oh, no, that's a different show.
That's a different show. That's not actually him.
That's, well, he...
No, he plays Matt LeBlanc.
Correct, he plays himself. He plays himself.
But that wouldn't count then as the longest running sitcom character because he's playing himself as the actor.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you don't remember Joey, the spinoff, it might be, I don't know about you, did you grow up with cable growing up?
It rings a bell. No.
Okay. I didn't. So the only, I'm very well versed in like sitcoms that got canceled after one season that were like on NBC, CBS, and ABC. So I do remember that Joey was on for one season and his sister on the show was played by Drea De Mateo.
Oh, because you're forced to watch those shows because you didn't have cable. Yeah, same.
Like I watched Empty Nest, Wings. I just, yeah. Those were my options.
That's so funny.
I love Frasier. I mean, for me, I have the connection to it that I grew up watching it. So there's something nostalgic about it that I always mm-hmm. love. I also find it to be a very relaxing show to watch before I go to bed because I've seen every episode. Why do you like Frasier? What is your history? What does it mean to you?
I mean, everything that you just said. I grew up watching it. My parents love it. Mm-hmm. So I think it definitely reminds me of childhood. It's very nostalgia-inducing. And I also find it very relaxing. And I think it's partially because it's a world that is so different from mine. And Frasier's battles are so, like, not, they're relatable, but they're not relatable. And so that's why I find it so relaxing.
Yeah. I come back to that a lot, especially post-election, that the show is so far from reality yes. that it's like going on like a weird vacation.
It really is because it's partially, I mean, not to get into the whole privilege thing, but I have a lot of privilege as well, but Frasier has the most privilege. Like nobody has more privilege than, because he has notoriety. Not only does he have money and and he's like a rich white man who is like well known. So he can have whatever he wants. And to watch, to sort of be involved in his world and his luxurious of luxury problems.
That apartment
is perfect.
I love it. His apartment's nice, but Niles's apartment.
Oh,
out of control.
Oh my God.
It's got, there's jokes. Like you only see, I think, the front room, but there's jokes throughout the time he lives there that his dad gets like lost in the apartment, yeah. in the study, in the gift wrapping room. Yeah. So they have a lot of money, but I buy it. Unlike Sex and the City,
yeah.
where I get stuck on characters, especially if they live in New York, where they have a job and I'm like, how do you live there? But I get it. They're no, both
she has a column. It's like, column. Are you insane?
She has a weekly column.
She has a weekly column. And she owns like hundreds of $40,000 pairs of shoes.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But yeah, and Frasier, it's like, of course they have money. It makes perfect sense.
I know. As I don't know about you. I mean, another reason I love the show, I love therapy.
Oh, me going too. To
therapy for a long time. Oh,
me too.
And I find most people... like for me, it's like I kind of lucked out in terms of finding an affordable therapist. Mm-hmm. I think it's seeming a very hard and impossible for a lot of people I know to even find a therapist they can afford.
My therapist I can't afford, but I go to her twice a month anyway. It's like my biggest luxury.
I mean, we're talking like, you know, $150 mm-hmm. an hour, perhaps. Yeah. But with mine, I don't know if she's listening to this. I don't know. Sometimes I do wonder if she sees other comedians. Is she used to this?
Do you ever give her your, do you ever tell her your, or like send her links to your stuff?
I haven't sent her links to my stuff mostly because I've never asked her for feedback because like I'm so, she influences me so much mm-hmm. that I'm worried that I would be very concerned with her feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And like that's one area where I'm like, I need to make my own choices here. Also, she's, you know, she's older. I see her as like a mother figure. Mm-hmm. So like often when she does have ideas, they're seemingly off base anyway in yeah. terms of what she thinks I should do stand up. Because sometimes I'll be talking to her and she'll go, this is a bit. Or she'll tell me if I'm being too animated. She'll say, you don't have to put on a performance for me. And I am like, in my head, I'm like, she's definitely seeing other comedians. And she says this to them every time.
It's good advice.
It is good advice. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to just...
Turn it off.
I got to turn it off for my therapist.
She sounds like a good therapist. But yes, yeah, I love therapy
great.
Too.
She's pretty great.
And I love how they talk about their feelings and they're always talking about the real stuff, like what's really going on. And so few people really are like that, and they find it so refreshing.
Absolutely. Oh, well, I will say one more thing I try. I don't know. I often get worried and try to remind my, like, never remember that, like, therapists are people too, mm-hmm. and that they're not perfect. Mm. I once saw her out of a session. Thank goodness. It was at a cheese shop. It was the cheese shop that I used to work at. I used to be a cheesemonger, and I saw her there. But I like the thought of, like, have you ever seen your therapist or any therapist in the real world, like outside of the office?
I never actually have. It's like, I think about it all the time. I wonder.
I don't know how it happens. Like, I don't know how it doesn't happen more often that you don't run into them.
I think, yeah, I guess you're right. I only really run into certain people who we frequent the same areas.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you don't run into them.
But stays that way. Because if I see her at a bar, I don't know, it's over. Like, I don't know. Like, what if I saw her?
It would be really weird.
What if I caught her shoplifting? It'd be terrible.
Well, you'd have to get a new therapist.
I'd have to get a new therapist, which is exhausting. I've been seeing the same one for like 7 years.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. So it's a long relationship.
I don't think you're going to see her shoplifting.
I hope not.
I think if she was a shoplifter, you would know by now.
I worry about her getting older, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't need to worry about that right now.
No, one day at a time.
One day at a time. So... before we get into Fraser's romantic relationships, I'd say it's important to just remember the history he's coming from, even leading up into Fraser, his spinoff, which is before that, he had two sort of main love interests. The first one was Diane Chambers, mm-hmm. played by Shelley Long, who leaves him at the altar mm-hmm. and crushes him. And then there is Lilith. They were married for a long time, and seemingly the ongoing joke with that is that she's this cold, controlling woman. So I don't, taking that into account, I do think that those two women definitely influence the women he ends up dating later on.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Woman he's trying to save versus woman who's too controlling?
Yeah. He doesn't. Yeah, he does date these very like strong women.
Yeah, there's definitely a few in there that like the station manager, Kate Costa. Kate Costa. She.
That was such a memorable relationship to me.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great
because their sex was so hot.
Their sex was so hot. I actually.
They like couldn't keep their hands off of each other.
I could pull up a clip, but the three sort of very sexy like moments I remember them having. One was when they start fighting in her office mm-hmm. where he's talking about getting a raise and he starts saying like, beautiful women are the downfall of every good man, or he says something like that. And then they start insulting each other / complimenting each other mm-hmm. where he's like, those pouty lips of yours must be fake. I'm sure you spent thousands of dollars on collagen injections. And then they end up making out.
They're
on
like
top of the
necking
desk.
Each other.
And oh my god!
They end up.
It was a very sexy moment.
Doing it.
Do you remember when they had air. Sex in his recording studio?
Yeah, and didn't it play on the air?
It did play on the air. He said, "Or scandalous? Naughty girl," and it was very scandalous.
And nobody knew it was her.
Oh yeah, no one knew it was her. Yeah. I think they managed to keep it a secret. And then I think when they're trying to break up, they get stuck in the service elevator together. And like a bed comes down. It's ridiculous.
I think, I mean, I don't want to skip ahead, but I always had this theory that he got his heart broken so much by Diane that he only dates women where it's somehow doomed. Like there's no way that it's actually going to work out because he's so afraid of getting left at the altar again.
I completely agree with you.
Because none of his relationships seem like he never dates anyone where it could actually go anywhere.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
They're too young, or they work together, or they're someone's ex, or they dated his. Remember when he liked that woman who liked his dad?
Yeah,
Maureen.
The cop, yes.
Except he liked Maureen first.
He did like Maureen first. I remember that.
I loved Maureen.
Maureen was great.
She was a little at it. She was too good for Fraser. She was too cool.
I can actually see the charm behind Martin, by the way.
Oh, me too.
He's got some real charm. I think he's got some swagger.
He's a babe. Like, yeah. I think I completely understood. I remember when Maureen left Fraser for Marty, my dad was like, why would that? Why would that happen? That's crazy. And my mom and I were both like, no, we get it. Marty's a babe.
Silver Fox.
Yeah. And he's just got such a chill personality.
He's very chill. I mean,
he's got some anger issues.
He's got some anger issues and a little bit of ageism, I would say.
Oh, like he only dates younger women?
Well, Maureen was into him. That's fair. I did love when he got together with Wendy Malick. If you're, that was towards past season 7. I know. Gets a little hazy for me because, in all honesty, I kind of drift off after Niles and Daphne get together.
I was just going to say, after Niles and Daphne get together, that was it. It was done.
Yeah. He does end up with, did you ever watch Just Shoot Me?
Yeah, that lady.
Wendy Malick was on it.
That's Wendy Malick.
That's Wendy Malick. I love her. Yeah, they end up together, which I was into. But there are a few episodes.
I love that actress.
Yeah, oh, me too. There's a few episodes where there's like a woman his age that's attracted to him. Like Roz's mom is into him and he's like, eh. Or then Niall or Frasier likes somebody at the opera who's with their mom. And he's like, oh, she's an old hag. And I'm like...
It's true. Marty is sexist. He only likes younger women.
Like, get it together, dude.
You're right.
You're old. But back on track for a second. Yeah. I noticed one trend throughout there's several episodes where Frasier dates models, which I find really hard to believe. I'll give you some examples.
Yeah.
There's when he tries to be... this happens often seemingly in the show where he's having a rough patch and he hasn't had sex in a while. So he tries to mix things up. He goes to the airport just to like maybe just get on a flight, any flight.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets on the flight and Cela Ward, the actress,
mm-hmm.
Plays a model who also happens to be a zoologist who sits next to him on the plane. They have a romantic tryst and then eventually they break up. And his family doesn't even believe that they're dating.
No, but that's why they break up. It's not his fault. I felt so bad for him. Because they didn't believe that he was dating anyone. And they...
That is true. Yeah, well...
Drove him crazy because he was like, no, I'm dating this hot model. And they were like, oh, Frasier, you're lying. And finally... Am I allowed to give away the ending?
Of course. Spoilers, yes.
Okay, because I remember this. Because he and that model actually had really good chemistry.
They had some pretty good chemistry.
They had decent chemistry, but then he was so annoyed that his brother and dad didn't believe him that he finally took a picture of her while she was sleeping, which is really messed up.
It's messed up, and if it happened now, that she would never have even have found out because it was like a disposable camera.
Yeah.
Now he could have just put his phone on silent. There's just, yeah. There's a lot to keep in mind, technology versus then. I was also really into their cell phones. They were like the first. Like Niles had a cell phone, and I remember when he would take it out of his pocket, he'd have to take the antenna up.
It was like a big rectangular.
It was a big.
Looks like an actual phone.
It was a big rectangular thing. One thing you mentioned before was how Frasier gets into relationships with women that like always backfire, and you said women that are too young. There's an episode, I think, in the first season where a 24-year-old is really into him and they meet.
She's the one who works at the clothing store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My biggest reason that I had trouble even believing that was, do you remember when his hair was really long?
Yeah.
It looked so bad.
It did. I know.
It made him look much older, too.
I remember watching that episode and being like, because she was really pretty and she was cool. So pretty. And you were just like, really, dude? But he is a radio star.
He is a radio star. That is true.
And I remember being when I was a teenager, I had crushes on radio, like VJ or what were DJs?
DJs, VJs.
VJs, whatever. Like people who were talking on the radio because they were like stars before we had
like
YouTube
who?
And stuff. Well, I grew up outside of Boston.
Okay.
So there I listened to this station, 94.5, which was like pop and hip-hop top 40s, and I just like would always call in and flirt with the guys.
Ooh la la.
I don't know, so I guess I kind of get it.
All right, so you've got a there's would you say then that you can understand, like, have you ever thought Frasier the character, not Kelsey Grammer, who that could be in a separate episode. I don't know if you've ever read his Wikipedia
page.
He's
a nightmare.
It reads like a horror movie.
I know all about him. He's horrible.
He's horrible.
His politics are so
His politics,
bad.
But just the character. Have you ever found yourself in any particular episode even or moment in time on the show where you've thought, wow, he's attractive?
Many episodes.
I have one, comes off the top of my head, when Roz and Frasier, I think in season 6 or season 7, almost get together.
Yeah.
Where they end up in the same hotel room. And in that episode, his whole thing is that he's trying to be a little bit different than his usual self. So he grows like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he looked so sexy.
He does look sexy with a 5 o'clock shadow.
I was so into him in that episode.
Yeah, you're right. I was into him too. I think I often had a crush on him because his radio voice is so sexy.
I do. Yeah, when he goes, I'm listening.
I'm listening. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, it's weird when you meet like voiceover people in real life. I mean, obviously he's an actor too, but like John Benjamin, whenever I see him in person, it's like, it's always very strange.
Oh, because you know his voice from stuff.
Exactly. It's very jarring. But yeah, no, I think that's a very attractive quality to have a really sexy voice.
For sure.
Like I might take it over looks.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
You know,
maybe. And also the not just the voice, but what he's saying, the sort of sense of intelligence. And
exactly. So there's an episode.
But then he always loses me because he's such a nightmare.
He is a nightmare. Yeah, he's a nightmare and he's very dramatic.
Yeah.
He gets so dramatic.
He's so dramatic and he always it messes things up for himself and it's frustrating.
And he also has. It's weird. I can't put my finger on it, but he has a very specific way that he speaks. Because, like, you've heard Kelsey Grammer, the actor, speak. I don't know if it's, like, almost like the way American actors talked in, like, old movies, but he has this weird, almost British accent that I've noticed. Have you noticed he has a cadence to how he speaks, like, in the show?
He does. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's like I went to Harvard and want everyone to know I've read a lot of books.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's it, too. I think Niles has it a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But then you have Martin. I love that. I love how the two of them are, like, aliens compared to Martin. Martin talks like a normal person.
Yeah.
The two of them are, like, on another level. Also, that brings me to a really great segue. There is an episode where Frasier becomes attracted to a woman who looks exactly like his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Played by, that actress is played by Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I remember in that episode, well, okay, visually, listeners, you can't see this, but I remember he realizes eventually that he does, that this woman looks exactly like his mother. He tries to get past it. And then there,
because they have her play the mother too.
Yes.
So it's the same actress.
It's the same actress. And at some point she disrobes because they're about to sleep together. And his mouth is like agape when he sees her naked and he goes, and his mouth is wide open and he's horrified.
So sad for him.
So sad for him.
Like, foiled again. Poor Frasier. He's never going to find love.
Well, yeah. I mean, I always just thought it was interesting that you never, obviously the mom died. His mom died before the show started.
Yeah.
But she has to be the reason that Frasier and Niles are the way that they are. Because they just seemingly to me don't share much resemblance, even in personality, to Martin.
That's true.
Right? They're like day and night.
Yeah, it's true. You rarely see people that are that different from their parents.
Not usually.
So it's kind of strange.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So there's in another episode, where there's an episode of Frasier where Frasier dates a woman who he has nothing in common with. That episode is called, I call her the wild lady. Frasier gotta have it. So
I love that episode.
Frasier gotta have it. I'm just gonna
so wild.
Read the IMDb plot, which is Frasier has a torrid affair with Caitlin, a young artist. Their physical chemistry is perfect, but Frasier feels guilty when he realizes that they have nothing else in common. Overpowering lust distracts his attempts to break up with her until a night at her apartment when she reveals some of her crazier habits. I thought they made such a great pair.
They did have great chemistry.
Yeah.
And she was good for him because he's so uptight and in his head, and she was fun and would relax him.
Yeah. I mean, it gave me sort of an inside look into his psyche of just how insecure he is and like obsessive he is. Because even though they were having such a great time together, like the fact that she didn't like to drink wine just like bothered him.
Oh yeah.
He's just like, it's okay.
It's okay. Not everyone's like you, buddy.
You have incredible chemistry. I mean, yes. Did she have pillows filled with her own hair? She did.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, sort of everything.
Didn't she howl at the moon at one point?
Yes. Whenever she had her period, I think.
Yeah.
And the moon would come out. She would stand next to the window and start howling. She left and cut off her hair without telling him, put it into a pillow. And then she also had rats in her apartment. She had a rat problem.
I forgot about that, yeah.
But I think she saved them and would use them in her art.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that detail.
That was really intense.
That was a fun episode.
So going back to the Diane Chambers, Lilith sort of women in his life, there's an episode with Terry Hatcher plays his main love interest. And this episode is called First Do No Harm. So he ends up going out with Martin's Duke friend's daughter, who is played by Terry Hatcher. She herself definitely has obsessive compulsive disorder. So when they hang out, she has to have like the forks and knives just so. And essentially he's worried that she's only dating him because she needs a therapist and she can't afford one. Mm. Oh, My producer Roz is telling me I'm holding the mic too close to my phone. I mean, to myself. Thank you for...
We do it without Roz.
Does that episode ring a bell to you at all?
Yes.
Yes. So I would say if you had to pick, who is he... what's the word? Who is he magnifying at that episode? It's Diane Chambers. The trope of trying to save somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Because in this episode, he's worried that she's using him. But then I think in the end...
She is.
Yeah, but he's also using her.
True.
He breaks up with her because he thinks he's only dating her to solve her problems.
But what? How is he using her?
Oh, because he then becomes obsessed with she tells
taking
him about,
care of her.
Yeah, he becomes obsessed with a dream that she has, where then he starts wondering about what it means.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I thought it was interesting because he finds all of her eccentricities, aka her OCD, to be really charming,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, a common trope in just movies in general, where like a woman in a movie, often in like a rom-com, doesn't necessarily have a personality, but she's like clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, that's sort of what sets her apart from the rest.
Yeah. Or she has some sort of mental health issue, which is painted as like quirky.
Absolutely.
And weird.
Are there any women? I have more, but you know, I know you thought about this on the way here. Are there women that come to mind or moments that you think of when it comes to Frasier?
Well, we covered a lot of the ones that really stood out to me because I always liked his relationship with Kate Costa because I just thought that it was cool that she wasn't the kind of person that he thought he was supposed to be with because he seems like he's obsessed with this idea of this perfect woman.
Yeah.
And he's so picky. He's always looking for this like perfect woman who doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. He's very picky. And I kind of like that she's his equal.
Yeah.
For sure. And yeah. He's definitely threatened by that.
Yeah.
And even she addresses it even right before they make out, which is she says something along the lines of, "You're threatened because I'm a woman and I'm your boss." And then sort of like puts him in his place. The thing that didn't really make sense to me was in the end, spoiler alert, they don't end up together and they think that they're going to try and make it work when they're at the airport together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds out that she has a cat. She's got a cat. He's allergic to cats. That's one of the things that starts to pull them apart.
Which is so dumb. It's like, get right? over it. Take some Benadryl.
The cat thing, yeah. I didn't think that was like a reason to get pulled apart.
Yeah.
She is moving to a different city.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
I forgot that. But then wasn't she maybe going to stay for him, but then they realized that they didn't have anything in common?
That's exactly correct.
Which is, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a myth that you need to like all the same things as someone.
I agree.
But I don't know. Then there was a part of me that always wondered if why him and Roz didn't work out.
Good segue. So they almost got together in the episode earlier on, I think it's season 6 or season 7, and then later on they do end up sleeping together.
Oh yeah.
They do end up sleeping together. Yeah, it was surprising to me.
Is it after she gets her heart broken by the garbage man?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
It was definitely a situation where she was like very vulnerable and then they wake up in bed together.
And then they both kind of regret it?
They do. They both regret it. Yeah, and then they just decide to be friends afterwards. It's actually like wrapped up like pretty quickly. So yeah, part of me wonders if they made that choice because they thought it would be too much to have like both, like all the main characters end up together.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah.
You're right, because it was like, it couldn't be Niles and Daphne and Roz and Frasier all like
and then
holding hands.
Over after, it's yeah. true.
It would be too cliche, but I do feel like the way those characters were written, they just seemed like they wanted to bang each other.
I agree, yeah. No, and I'm always impressed. That show was really good at... Now, I think in the Netflix binge era,
mm-hmm.
people in shows get together so quickly. And in that show, another show, X-Files. I don't know if you've ever watched the X-Files.
No.
Spoiler alert, Fox and
Mulder and,
Mulder and Scully. Again, that's a relationship that they keep at bay for many years. Like the fact that they could keep Niles and Daphne apart for so long.
Is so fun.
7 years. Oh, it was great.
And you really, I remember watching the show when it I don't, when was it on TV? The 90s? I was really young, but
yeah,
I think
93, I think it started.
I think I was, yeah, like.
Tonight, 2004.
So I was really young when it was first on TV, but I think I was like, I remember watching parts of it on TV and thinking, they'll never get together. There's no way. Daphne's too pretty. She would never date him.
She's too pretty and too perfect.
But then now that I'm an adult woman in my 30s, I'm like, oh, I totally get Niles and Daphne because he loves her and he's so great.
He loves her so much.
He has so much. He has a job. He has so much to bring. He has a job. That's it. I'm like, of course.
I should have prepared this game, and eventually I will, but I wanted to make a game called Cute or Creepy because there's so many moments earlier on before they get together where I'm like, Niles, dude.
It's too creepy.
Like smelling her hair. I'm like,
yeah, it's true. Like if I was Daphne, I would be really freaked out by him.
Yeah. But on the other hand, she's a bit like a charming alien.
Yeah.
Where she's like, there's moments earlier on too, like where it seems
not because she's foreign.
Not because she's foreign. He's seemingly that doesn't come up that much. He's not like, oh, well, I guess he likes her accent. But I feel like he always goes back to the smell of her hair and the fact that he thinks she's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's like a little shallow. It's pretty shallow. It's pretty shallow. But hey, a step up from Maris.
Yeah.
Which that relationship I never understood.
Is a nightmare. She's just a.
Is a nightmare. Oh, here's a.
I keep using that word, but it's true for a lot of.
Which word?
Nightmare.
Nightmare? No, it's true. Maris is a nightmare. I often think about which actress who exists now in real life would have played Maris. I have one person that comes to mind, which is Lara Flynn Boyle.
Oh, yeah. She would have been great.
At one point, she was very thin, I remember. And I was thinking about that era of Lara Flynn Boyle, I think, could have been a good Maris. What do you think?
That's true. I agree. And I just think it's interesting because I remember thinking about Niles' relationship with Maris. And it makes me really mad in retrospect because he loved her so much. And she was just this like frail, anorexic. She's just an anorexic rich lady.
She's an anorexic who's controlling.
I'm sorry that she has anorexia. It's not like she doesn't deserve love because she has anorexia. But it's just like, what does he? She's also a bitch. Like nothing. She has no redeeming qualities. So what does he love about her? That she's rich or that she's thin? Either of those things are not.
I know. I think even the times when he makes it sound like she's really charming, it has to do with how thin and frail she is.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very upsetting. It's kind of like pro-anorexia, the whole plot line.
Well, I'm glad that not only does he end up with Daphne, but she puts on a few pounds.
Yeah, she does. Well, she was pregnant. She was pregnant before she was pregnant on the show.
And
they made it into a horrible plot line.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. They were like, oh, she's so fat. What are we going to do? They're, like, taking away the food away from her, which is not what you do when someone needs to lose weight.
I even remember the moment where later on in the next episode in the new season where they have run away together and left her wedding, she's wearing, like, a Hawaiian shirt. And I was like, wow. I would have preferred they do the trick where I guess they try to avoid doing that now where they just show women that are pregnant from like here up or like holding a box. I would have preferred that.
Yeah, me too.
To what they did to her wardrobe.
They did that too. They would have her stand behind the couch and stuff. Oh, man. Did Frasier have any, although, I mean, it's just dated. It's just a dated show. It was the 90s.
It was dated, yeah. So well, into the early 2000s.
Into the early 2000s, but it's still like two decades ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
But did they have any female writers, I wonder?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I'm going to guess no. Do you know that one of their, nah, I don't need to get dark. I'll just give you one fact. I was going to call it a fun fact. It's not a fun fact. Do you know that their executive producer died in 9/11? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
They dedicated an episode to it. I remember.
Oh, my God. That's
And that's... My producer is shaking his head at
what
me.
What a fun fact.
What were you thinking, Anita, bringing that up?
To
darken
the mood. Tragic Frasier facts with Anita.
Tragic... Oh, that's a great... Yes. Okay? That's what I'm calling this segment.
Tragic Frasier facts.
Tragic may have just coined a new segment, Tragic Frasier Facts. I have more. Okay.
I believe you.
Patrick Frazier. I have another one.
You have more.
Did you know?
Well, I know stuff about Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife.
Let's hear it. You name one. I have another one after
that. Well, actually,
that.
I don't know. I'm going to get the facts wrong, so I shouldn't say it. But I just know that there was a lot of drama with his ex-wife.
There's a lot of drama.
Wasn't she on Real Housewives?
Yes, she was. I never saw it.
Didn't she get beat up?
I think that I did hear that. I didn't fully know.
Not by him. By
someone else?
Was it by him?
I don't know.
Okay, see, this is why I should not be giving facts.
It's,
I don't know.
It's okay. I wanted you to bring this up because there are many tragic Frasier facts, okay, including the fact that Kelsey Grammer's sister was murdered by a serial killer. Did you know that?
No!
His sister was murdered by a serial killer who was apparently very well known. On top of that, two of his half-brothers were killed in a diving accident where I am not making any of this up. These are... I'm trying to figure out what my tragic Frasier facts like. I'm going to need like a segue into it. I don't even know what it's going
to
be.
I mean, you just dropped a whole bunch. It's hard to believe that there's going to be that many more. But
I did. Here's another. Right.
So she can't stop. She's on a roll.
Apparently.
She's out of control.
It's not funny. I just feel like this is important. In terms of what has...
We need to not be afraid to face the darkness.
Why is... We're going to face the darkness together. Why is Kelsey Grammer just so fucked up as a person? Because he's had a lot of fucked up things happen to
him. It's true. You'd be a Republican too if everyone in your family died.
His two half-brothers, one, they went diving together. One of them didn't make it up. Now, nobody knows 100% why the first brother didn't make it up. But most people suspect he was eaten by a shark. I'm not kidding. Okay. And then the second brother went under to look for him then came up too fast and then he died. So both of his half brothers died in the water.
My God, this is just heart devastating. Right?
Do you know what I always wonder too is did Kelsey Grammer, the actor, ever go into therapy? I wondered that a lot.
100%. There's no way he didn't.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a history of like drug abuse as well. But I really got you there with the shark attack, didn't I?
I was not expecting that. Also, I think we need to say off the record, we don't know. Frasier's ex-wife, I don't think he was the one that was accused of hitting her. So let's take that off the table. I don't think he.
Let's take it off the table. Or maybe we even just say.
I think it was her husband after him.
Right. So I'll just. Here's a disclaimer, listeners. May and I are not experts. We did not.
On celebrity gossip. We did not Google.
I didn't have any researchers.
How hard is it to be a celebrity expert? You literally just have to Google.
None of this is confirmed facts. This is all strictly things that I found on Google.com.
This is things I remember thinking that I heard someone mention at a party or something.
Really? I actually have, this isn't a tragic fact, but this is a fact related to the shark attack thing, which is, I found this in an UpRox article, that he hosted SNL, Kelsey Grammer said, I didn't realize, and that SNL wrote a shark attack sketch, not realizing what had happened to his brothers.
Can we just go up and read that headline, because that is the best headline.
Here's the UpRox. The awkward time SNL wrote a shark attack sketch for Kelsey Grammer, whose brother was eaten by a shark.
Can't make this shit up, folks. They just it was just a complete accident.
Totally insane. Yeah. You know, I would love, here's the thing, and it bums me out.
This is why we need your show, because you need to educate people, because people are out there not knowing.
People don't know.
They don't know about the tragic history of Frasier, and this is what happens.
Kelsey Grammer, you know what? Here's the other segment. This is going to go into part two of Fucked Up Frasier Facts.
Fucked Up Frasier Facts.
Which is Wikipedia, Kelsey Grammer, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Are there any other facts that you know about? That you want to disclose?
I don't even know the ones that I gave. I just made up some half facts that I thought might possibly be true.
I mean, I think...
One of which implicated Kelsey Grammer in domestic abuse that I didn't even bother to...
There's definitely a...
Substance abuse and legal issues.
Yeah.
Murder of Karen Grammer. That was his sister who was killed by a serial killer.
Yes. What would you like to click on?
There's so many. Let's go to substance abuse and legal issues.
Yeah, let's go to substance abuse. Yes, he's definitely had... All right. He is a frequent abuser of alcohol.
Yeah. Drunk driving.
Cocaine possession. Oh, my goodness.
He was arrested for cocaine possession again 2 years later, given additional 2 years, violating his probation through. Okay, so he's a cocaine addict. I did not realize.
All right, that explains.
Wow, the cast and producers of both Frasier and Cheers held interventions to attempt to help him. Holy shit! This is why you Google. Why did I never Google?
This is insane. Oh my God.
This is huge. Co-star Bebe Neuwirth, who played Lilith, and writer Ken Levine cited delays with rehearsals and filming due to his erratic behavior.
This explains so much.
Oh my God. Writer Dana Shannon recalled, however, that he would ooze into the studio, his life all out of sorts. Jimmy would say action, and he would snap into Frasier and expound in this very erudite dialogue and be pitch perfect. And Jimmy would yell cut, and he would ooze back into Kelsey, glazed over eyes, half asleep, going through whatever he was going through. It was the most amazing transformation I'd ever seen.
Oh, you know what?
He would ooze into the studio.
I don't know where this quote is from. I just like to say we're reading directly straight from Wikipedia.
There's no way this is false.
I don't know where this came from. And I just want to say,
it's got to be real.
Have you ever, because this just brings me to, I don't know where this came from. Have you ever tried to start your own Wikipedia page?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I've tried to start my own Wikipedia
page. Did you write this?
And, no, I did not. What I'm saying is literally any psycho could have written this is the point.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to write your own page because I tried and it told me I wasn't allowed to. But if I wanted to, this is where I could write my own crazy stuff.
You're
pretty sure. If you want, yeah, scroll down. I don't know if you've ever tried to. All right. Well, it does reference down here. Where did this information?
46. Wait, let's fact check this.
46.
Raptor, the best TV show that's ever been, GQ.
It's from a GQ article. Okay.
It's from a GQ article. So for the record, that there's no way that's not true. I mean, I believe he was a raging cocaine addict.
Yeah, you know,
but he would show up on set and he would
ooze
just
into character.
Ooze into character.
I mean, that's the sign of a truly good actor.
Actor, yeah.
Despite all of your drug problems.
You're acting like you don't have a drug problem.
Yeah, for all I know, he was on cocaine for a lot of the show.
It sounds like he definitely was. Yeah. That's 100% what we just read.
This makes me want to go back, rewatch the show as I have many times before.
Too.
And try and pinpoint when he was like really on drugs.
Oh my God.
Because you can pinpoint it on the show Friends. What's his name? The guy who played Matthew Perry.
Frasier facts, man, really opened
fucked up Frasier facts.
Tore my world apart.
What I would love is to have not Kelsey Grammer on this podcast, but him only in character. And I could have him sign a contract that says, I don't want to talk to Kelsey Grammer.
Addicted you.
I don't want to talk to Kelsey Grammer. I want to talk to Frasier and only Frasier.
Yeah, please ooze into Frasier.
Please ooze into Frasier. I can picture it.
I'm going to take this. I'm never going to forget this. Like every time I feel really out of it and then I have to do something for work, I'm going to ooze into May.
Ooze into May. I ooze into May. I think this is going to help me too because you're a performer and sometimes do you ever feel like you've had such a horrible day that you're like, I don't want to be
all
on
the
stage.
Time. I'm too anxious or I'm tired or
you're tired, you're sad, depressed.
Yeah, depressed.
You're distracted.
You gotta ooze into me. Just ooze into it.
Yeah, maybe this
and then when you're done, you ooze out of it.
I don't know why. I'm having an out-of-body experience right now because I'm just realizing now how much I am not defending Kelsey Grammer in his marriage or any way he's treated other people, but I'm just suddenly realizing how much of his character perhaps was influenced by how like crazy he was.
Yes.
And how fucked up things were in his own life.
Really fucked up.
I can't. This show was his escape.
Yes. And he was playing a therapist who solved other people's problems. And at the same time, his life was falling apart.
There are so many layers.
It's so deep and profound.
I can't wait.
I'm having a breakdown.
I can't wait for maybe it's going to be one of us, May, or the both of us together when I don't know about you right now. Do I have tons of money? No. I'd like to just remind everyone again, I live across the street from Dunkin' Donuts and Checkers. If either one of those restaurants wants to sponsor this podcast, I'm into it.
Oh my God. Dunkin' Donuts is the best though.
But what I was going to say is when either one of us has a bunch of money. I would love to buy the rights to, I don't know, his Wikipedia page. I wanna make
Whoa, Anita. My producer
Hold up. My producer's laughing. Because I wanna make specifically a TV movie that's just about him oozing in and out of character. Can you imagine?
Anita just said that if she has a lot of money, what she wants to do with that money is buy Kelsey Grammer's Wikipedia page. But you actually made a very convincing
I don't even know if I understood what I just said, but how do I buy the rights?
You meant it.
How do I buy the rights to his story? It's so crazy. I want to reenact the moment where he oozed in and out of character.
I don't know if you can buy a Wikipedia page. Is that a thing?
Well, it's once I have money for researchers, I'm going to get my researchers on it. I'm going to have an intern. It's going to be great. They're going to look up how I can do this. It's going to be great.
Oh, man.
Yes. TV movie. Do you think, agree or disagree? It's mm-hmm. a good move. It's a good idea.
Is it going to happen or is this
your Oh, no. I'm asking you if it should happen.
I think it would probably, I mean, honestly, I've been let down. I was let down by Gilmore Girls. I feel like movie versions are when shows come back after years. It's always a disappointment and I don't think I could handle it.
You know what? Well, right. No, I'm thinking about if this is a movie where this would have to be another 10, 15 years
oh,
down the road.
Oh, this is the movie that you are going to executive
yeah,
produce?
Yeah, this is the movie
oh,
I'm going to executive produce.
Oh, hell yeah.
None of them are going to be in it. Although,
oh, my God.
Maybe,
please,
like,
I would like to be involved in any way possible.
I love that. Fantastic. Sorry, one of my friends is WhatsApping me. Have you ever gotten a WhatsApp call?
I have a long time ago.
It's very exciting.
I went to England once.
Ooh. So with all of these things in mind, I want to, since this episode is about Frasier and the women, mm-hmm. Which you may have already disclosed, but who do you think of all the women? Who do you think he was meant to be with, if anyone?
I knew you were going to say this. And this is crazy, but I got to say Lilith.
Okay. You know what? I wouldn't say that's controversial. I mean, their marriage didn't work out.
But remember when they got back together? And I just always felt like she was given kind of a bad rap. And maybe I thought deep down she was not that controlling and she was a good person. And
I think she was a good person. She's so smart.
Yeah. She seemed like his intellectual equal. And they have the kid together.
They do.
And I just thought maybe that I would like to see them together.
The kid, yes. I mean,
I always kind of believed in Lilith and I thought that she didn't get enough credit.
Yes. I think that I think there were a lot of jokes
at
her
expense.
And Maris's expense for being pale, controlling women.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, what did she actually do?
They were so on the same wavelength, but yeah. I am going to take a controversial opposite point of view from you, which is I personally felt like they were too alike. And you know what? I think she was too good for him, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think if Frasier could have turned off his brain, truly, I'm picturing maybe even somewhere, like I'm talking past the show, if for some reason the show still existed in my mind, 10 years later, he runs into Caitlin, the woman who had the hair pillows.
And the and howling at the
point,
moon.
At that point, he's like, fuck it. And he finally just allows himself to be happy. I wish that they had gotten together.
That would be a hot duo.
It's a hot duo.
An adult, slightly calmed down Caitlin.
They had hot sex.
Yeah.
He wasn't necessarily the only thing that was holding him back was his own psyche and being worried about, oh, we're not alike enough. But he wasn't worried about what he thought of her or what she thought of him and vice versa. Mm. And I just think, that was the right combo, in my opinion. Yeah. Think about that.
I could see that too. Yeah, that makes sense to me too. I did not see him with that woman that he's sort of supposed to be at the end, Laura Linney's character.
Yeah, that was a little bit out of left field.
I just thought that she seemed like the kind of woman that, again, that he thought he was supposed to be with more than like somebody that he was actually into.
Absolutely, yeah. I think an imperfect woman is who he should have been with. I wouldn't say Lilith or Caitlin were perfect women.
Yeah.
They should have flaws.
Yeah, they should.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah, they should have flaws. They should be real people.
Not like the sort of whatever he had up on a pedestal.
Yeah, the sort of perfect Laura Linney style, you know, pretty blonde.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And on that note, I think that's a good stopping point. I may,
for the record, you can be pretty and blonde and fucked up as hell.
Yes.
Just wanted to say.
What would you say? What have you learned today from this podcast that you didn't know before?
I did not know that Kelsey Grammer was a raging cokehead, and I am fascinated.
I'm fascinated too.
So I have almost a new level of respect for him.
Would you be involved if I ever actually got the rights to his Wikipedia page?
Yes, please text me right away.
Would you want to be a writer on it, supervising producer?
Yes, both? Yes. It's the role I was born to play.
Fantastic.
I love it.
That's great. Fantastic.
I'm so excited too. This has really opened my eyes.
May, thank you for being on I'm Listening.
Thank you so much for having me and for illuminating so much about such a wonderful show.
Thank you. What is the thing that Frasier says at the end of his show? Does he say anything? Good night. Good luck.
Good night, Seattle.
Good night, Seattle.
I think that's what he says.
I have no idea. Good night. We're filming in New York, but good night, Seattle.
Good night, Seattle.